The plot line in CW's Jane the Virgin is just a little bit complicated.
All right, here we go. As you know, Jane was accidentally artificially inseminated.
But I've never had sex!
Needless to say, her fiancé was not pleased.
Please, for us, don't have this baby.
But Jane decided to have the baby.
And we're giving it to the father. He and his wife, they really want it.
And speaking of complications, Jane has just learned that her dad is telenovela star Rogelio de la Vega.
I'm your father.
All this time.
Did you get all that? Oh, well, try and keep up. If you've not seen the first two seasons of CW's award-winning television show, Jane the Virgin, you have a lot of fun to catch up on. But don't worry, our next guest is one of the stars of the show. Jaime Camil plays Jane the Virgin's father, telenovela superstar Rogelio de la Vega. And Jaime Camil joins me now from our studios at NPR West in Culver City. Welcome to the program.
Gracias, Lulu Garcia Navarro. How are you?
Bienvenido.
Gracias.
All right. So Jane the Virgin is a send-up and I guess a love letter to Latin telenovelas. The show is loosely based on the Venezuelan show Juana la Virgen. For people who may not know what telenovelas are, what are they?
Oh, my dear God. Telenovelas have been around for many, many, many years and decades, and it's what the Latin people love to watch. It's basically the same story with the same plot, with the same actors, told over and over again, but one story, they're pirates. The other ones, they are accountants. The other ones, they run PR firms. So
different than soap operas, though.
Most definitely.
Because, as you say, there's sort of short periods of them, and then they switch, right?
In Brazil, they call the Mexican novelas the great Mexican tragedies, because you only have two happy episodes. The first episode and the last episode. Every episode in between, everybody suffers and cries, and it's horrible, and they murder people. It's just horrible, but they love it. It's part of the culture.
And I guess one of the things that this show really does is take the telenovela trope, all these things that happen that are super dramatic, but you ground them in reality. You guys are real characters, and you show that sort of nuance of Latino life in the United States.
Well, first of all, yeah, that's one of the key elements of Jane, that every character, especially mine, we may live in a completely ridiculous universe or outrageous universe, but every single character, we come from a sincere and honest place. It's not from the tip of your nose out, it's from your guts and out. And Jenny Ehrman, our brilliant showrunner and amazing writer, very successfully is portraying Latinos as normal human beings. Not because we're Latinos, we have to be saying ay, 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 in every single paragraph, or having piñatas hanging from the ceiling of our houses, or having our walls painted shocking pink. Jane family could be from Turkey, they could be from Vietnam, they could be from Hungary. It's just a story about humans.
Okay, you've starred in telenovelas in Mexico. You're a huge, actually, star in Mexico.
Oh, well, thank
it must
you,
be
Lulu.
Said. It must be said. You play a telenovela star on the show. Describe your character. Are you playing yourself? I mean, where are you drawing your inspiration?
Oof. You should know. I do way more films in Mexico. I've done like 20-something films.
Right.
And only 4 or 5 telenovelas. And they're mostly comedic shows. They're not dramatic, like, the classic novela, "Why haven't you called me Lulu?" And then the camera stays there for 30 seconds without anybody talking. So it's just a very balanced thing that we have to accomplish with Rogelio, because even though he's perceived as a comic relief, imagine a character that just throws pies at your faces again and again and again and again. It's like, okay, enough. I need some depth.
Let's listen to a little bit of Rogelio at his finest, because he is hilarious.
Oh my God, let's go.
Some of my closest friends are non-celebs. Steadman, for example.
It's just you're interested in different things. You like to talk about the Kardashians. They're more interested in Ta-Nehisi coats.
I assure you, I am open to all kinds of jackets.
He's not a jacket. He's an author.
Size, no. I was just making a joke. Come on, Dean. I can totally hang with nerds. I spent a good part of the summer
oh my God.
Hanging with
them. Well, let's talk about some of the ideas behind the storylines. I mean,
sure.
There's this amusing stuff, this funny stuff, but there's also very difficult and current storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Is that deliberate? Is that important?
Totally. Jenny Ehrman likes to tap into the political situation or the political world, as well as events like deportation or this and that. And
I was about to say, Jane's grandmother is an undocumented person who's lived in the United States for about 40 years on the show. And then she ends up in a hospital where she needs to show a form of ID, and that leads to a threat of deportation. So what were the discussions behind that and showing that?
In the Jane the Virgin universe, we touch these subjects and we talk about them in a way that you will talk about them if you're having coffee over friends. Not like, okay, let's have this political discussion of 20 minutes of the show. No, it's just like, hey, this is happening. Let's talk about it.
What is the responsibility of a show like Jane the Virgin, which is so much tied to Latinos and Latino culture at this particular time in the United States when there is so much discussion about these issues?
Well, I think addressing the issues, it's enough about caricaturizar. How do you say that in English?
Like, not to make a caricature.
Let's stop with the caricatures of any minority or any demographic. I mean, enough. The caricatures are just sickening to my stomach and to everyone's stomach, for that matter. When there are issues, address them within the universe of the show and with the tone of the show. But address them, because if we pretend they're not there or they don't exist, then we would be kind of like accomplices of this.
I want to talk a little bit about your stint being a pop star. I want to listen to one of your songs from around the year 2000, because here at NPR, we like to bring this stuff up.
Yes.
That is para estar contigo, to be with you. Qué romántico, how
romantic. Qué romántico. The string, the strings are beautiful. Rudy Pérez produced that album.
What happened to Jaime Camil, the pop star?
I'm going to say this in Spanish because I don't know. Estoy felizmente asumido como un actor que puede cantar. I have accepted myself as an actor that is able to sing, and I love that. But, you know, I started this business, wanted to be a singer.
And yet, musical theater is a passion of yours. Last year, you starred in Chicago on Broadway. You played Billy Flynn.
Is everybody here? Is everybody ready? That's what I love to do the most, to do musical theater. That's, I can combine acting and singing. And
you prefer to TV?
I would say yes. If I have to decide what I'm going to do in my life and I can only choose one discipline, it would be without a doubt musical theater. You know, it's a tough choice because I like to provide for my family.
You're saying TV pays better?
Most definitely.
Unsurprisingly, yes.
But I love musical theater. So when I was invited to do Billy Flynn, and I'm very thankful. And, you know, they say that you never leave Chicago. You're only out on parole. So I might be called again to do like a national tour or go back to Broadway, hopefully. Let's see what happens.
Can you give us a little bit of a preview of that? Can you sing a little bit from Chicago?
Let me see if I remember. Is everybody here? Yeah. I don't care about expensive things. Cashmere coats, diamond rings, don't mean a thing. All I care about is love. That's what I'm here for.
That was great. That was great.
Thank you.
Jaime Camil, he stars in the award-winning show Jane the Virgin. You can see it on the CW channel at 9 p.m. Eastern on Mondays, and I recommend it highly. Jaime, thanks so much. Muchísimas gracias.
A ti, Lulu. Thank you so much.